بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The most important thing, let us look at the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how the Buzurgan Deen and the Sahaba Ikram, they show so much importance to being the same life in their lives. And the most important thing this much, that the qualities that which we are supposed to have in us, I'm sorry to say, very few of us have found about that quality. Because they say, to read namaz is very easy, to make zikr is very easy, to read Quran is very easy. But to have the qualities of that kind, you must have a new humility. The most important thing, the quality every one of us supposed to have is humility. When a person is humble, when he begins to accept his faults, when a person got pride in him, he's always, there's no fault in him at all. So if he's got humility in him, then he'll try to improve his life, to become a better person. So these qualities are supposed to come. The first quality is to be well-wisher. Well, what is the meaning of well-wisher? These are the qualities of Warahama, Ubainam, Sahaba Ikram among themselves, they have mercy on each and everyone. So we have to have mercy on everyone. Warahama, Ubainam, that the quality of the Sahaba Ikram, that they have to, each and every one of them, they have mercy for you. We must have well-wisher means what? To always think good of the person, not to think bad of the person. It's very easy to say well-wisher. But the well-wisher means that you'll never at any time take out a fault of a person. You'll have your own fault in front of you that you haven't got time to look at this person's fault. You're a well-wisher. Look at that Buzruk. He's one person should, for nothing, unnecessarily cause harm to him. All kind of harm. So much of harm he had caused to him. But he didn't say one word to him. But when he passed away, he went to the janazah. And sat down there. And he performed his dhikr. Namanal namaz was performed. And thereafter, next to the qabr, he read the Tirumakar namaz. And he says to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, making this dua. Whatever harm he has caused to me, whatever he has done, oh Allah, forgive him. Because why? I do not want him a dead punishment. Want it? Now look at it this much, that what the harm he caused to him, well-wisher is that. But how much of harm he caused to him, yet he said this dua, that in other words, this is what we're supposed to be. How many of us now have taken the road to suluk? I'm only talking to those people who have taken the road to suluk. The road to Allah Ta'ala. The road to Allah Ta'ala, this is the road to Allah Ta'ala. That those who cause harm to you, you do good to them. He's saying, Ya Allah, I ask for it. Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah. His neighbor should cause so much harm to him. So much of harm he caused. And he always says, you know, he had one poem. He should make that poem every day. He should say that everyone knew about that poem. That they have lost a person who was so great. You know, that he made himself great. One day, every night he troubled Imam Abu Hanifa. Every night. Listen, these are things being told to us to bring a light in our life. What we know is forbearance and tolerance, which we don't have in us. Anything we don't have is forbearance to us. You can read namaz, you can make zikr, the effect of these all beautifying oneself. Zikr and all beautify oneself. To bring the quality in you that affected you, that any time someone caused any kind of harm to you, how do you respond? Every night this person is causing so much of taklif to him, all kind of things, he's staying here, drunk and all that. One night he says that, where is he? Where's the sound? What happened to him now? Now if you and I were there, you see, hopefully Najib was going to harm. Should first say, no, Allah, you know that, you know, he's born. This is how we will look at it. Because why? We look at our comfort. Straight away, ask very easily. The other, that person has gone to jail. He said, why? He was calling the Muhammad to keep it up. To Allah, to Allah. Allahu Akbar. He's my neighbor. How can I ever do that? Rasulullah said, the status of a neighbor is very high. If we know very well to Rasulullah's body this much, that may not be that it can become part of inheritance. So important it was that Rasulullah said, get worried for that. See, our neighbor, how can I sleep here? In other words, I'm saying now. And he is going through that. And he wore his thing and he went to see the place of the judge or whatever. The judge woke up for him to Hazrat, what you came here for? He said, yeah, I came here because I see my friend, my neighbor, you have to lock him up. So that you should told us, we'll take him back. No, I will take him with me. Now just imagine, this is called akhlaq of the highest level. If someone caused harm to you, but you in return caused no harm at all, but what benefit? He made sure he took him and he told him that, you know that poem you're telling all the time that someone lost you. I did not lost you, lost this. And he took him home. And through him, that so many others were also freed from the jail. So this is what you see, that this is how it is when food comes to your neighbors. But just to tell you that how you call well-wisher, you get, it's very easy to, you know, well-wisher. Though, but those who cause harm to you and be well-wished to them, that is what is most important. Another Buzru, he was alone in a khanqah in his room, and a person came and stabbing him, and he was in istighraq, you know, istighraq in his own world. There's a condition a person goes through. He does not even know that they stabbed him. So many times they stabbed him. And then they saw that the blood was flowing outside, then the Muris ran out. And they got hold of him. They got hold of him. So now we're going to lock him up. The Buzru said, he called his Muris, a special Murid. I'm warning you, take qasam that you will not cause harm to him. And let him go. Let him. And then when he came to him before his going, he said, he gave some money to. I think I'm giving this money that while you're stabbing me, you must have caused some taklif in your hands. Taklif money. Taklif your hands? Did you ever realize that this is what we're supposed to have in us? That someone who caused harm to you, you in return, show kindness to him. These are the qualities of Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone who hama wa bainahum. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said, everyone sahabi had wa hama wa bainahum. Mercy for each another. So if Mutamai Hazrat, you should see someone committing a sin, you say, does not know. If he knows, he never do that. Janta. As a Tamir Rahmatullah Ali, one person came and strangled him, tried to kill him. And they came there to get hold of him and they told Hazrat that he will now take him to the police station. Hazrat said, you got no right to take the police station. So much of force was put to Hazrat, you're going to take him. You're not going to take him. What will happen to his family? What they'll think? How much pareshan they'll go through? Did you ever think like that? What pareshan they may be going through. If I'm going to lock them up, what will happen to the family? What Allah, where they look at? They did not look at their liberty. Straight away he made sure this much. I command you that let them go. So well-wisher is this, that you have this quality when someone caused harm to you, but you, in return, show kindness to the person. So that's one of the qualities one to have there. Another quality which some everyone should have is shame and modesty. Shame and modesty is very important in a person who will the road to Allah Ta'ala. Why? Shame for Allah Ta'ala. Shame for Allah. Why? You're going to commit a guna. Allah is looking at me. Sharam nahi aati. The father tells the son, what's wrong with you? You've got no shame. The father tells him, Kurmushi, what are you doing? When you start making zikr of Allah Ta'ala all the time, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong in you that you don't think Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. Shame and modesty, Allah is looking at you. Careful, what are you doing? Walking in a straight tour. Your eyes not going to wrong places. Sharam nahi aateti. Where's the sharam? You took him off the cell phone to look at the right thing, by mistake, wrong came in. Sharam nahi aateti. Sharam is, this is called modest sharam. Sharam, this thing is what you call sharam is that thing. Sharam. You have no sharam. You have no shame. Modesty. Where is that gone? So that quality of person who got to know Allah Ta'ala, he gets that quality this time that he has shame in him, modesty in him, very few. Sharam nahi aati. When that person, in other words, at every occasion he's concerned about whether his business too, if sharam nahi aati, being haram food, haram eating, haram place, haram business. This is something not only one occasion, every occasion comes to you. Adhan taking place, not being sharam nahi aati. You no sharam. In other words, that condition must come into you that you must go for masjid. So you control your eyes also. Don't look at the wrong places, wrong people, wrong. These are the qualities one a buzuq has to have in him. That is the road to suluk, to take the road to Allah Ta'ala. These are things that we have, all the things that. That we have this quality there. Then to talk less. Very important to talk less. You must remember what I'm telling you, because these are very important qualities when a person they have in him. Sharam is very important shame. When you got shame in you, you won't backbite, you won't even tell your wife bad things to. You won't tell, you won't use languages to. You won't use vulgar language to. Today the people are using vulgar on the wives. Tawbah astaghfirullah. They use vulgar language to wife. Nothing happening. Inna lillahi. It'd be so sad. The same woman who's making food for you, the same woman washing your clothing for you, the same woman in overflow looked after you, and use vulgar language. You got no shame. That's shame. No shame at all. What you have achieved? You can come every day in the majlis to what you achieved. To talk less is very important. To be honest and truthful and faithful all the time. Honest, truthful, faithful. You have to be very faithful. Faithful is very important. Faithful. Good character at all times. Good character at all times. Character. You're not like a chameleon. When you're among this college, this group, you're like this. When that group, another group. No, you're one group. There's no such thing as you knew there was a buzruk, then you become a buzruk. When you become a shaitan, become shaitan. No. Character will be one character. The most important thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that when I asked him, had Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu about him, he says, Qulukul, you look in the Quran. He is the Quran. His character is Quran. Quluk, akhlaq. Full of respect. Respect must be there. Full of respect. Every moment for everyone respect. A person who must have this quality full of respect. Young man come, poor man come, respect. Rich man come, respect. Everyone respect. One kind of respect. Respect with everyone. Yes, a rich man come, you need a little better place to sleep, to sit, no problem, but no pride. But respect everyone. Respect. Respect is very important. How you come to know? When you see a person coming, old man coming, a poor man coming, you don't make salam to him. A rich man comes, you make his salam to him. Where's the respect? That means you respect the man, you do not respect the Quran. But the poor man come to me, salam to him, smile at him. My husband should only speak to poor people. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the early days, in the beginning, who was there? The poor people. The poor people. That quality of humility was top to the highest. But salam to them. There was a small child to me, salam to him. A poor man, may salam, no difference at all. Full of respect. To be content. To be? My dear friends, if only this one majlis, we look at it properly. I promise you, inshallah, this majlis can take you very far. My husband says, Hazrat, the manzil bahut door hai, abhi manzil tay karne hai. When you first, you have to go far. These are things can take you very far. If only you can become a man. If only you can become, to be content. What kind of content? Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives you, you are happy, there's no complaint. You work so hard, but Allah Ta'ala, I'm giving you that much also, I'm content. You put your heart and soul into, you work so hard to become a doctor, whatever that you fail, I'm content. You open a business, you're working so hard at business, you got nothing out of it, I'm content. Content means the relation with Allah Ta'ala is of that kind. But on that, you know what is best for me. You know, content. Contentment is so great that Allah Ta'ala from the unseen begin to show you things and give you from the sense. If you're really content, that means the words of complaining is never in your heart. You won't complain at all. All the medications you can take, you're very, very sick, you're taking all the medication of all kinds, the best doctor, everything. If that doctor failed, you're content. Well, I did what I could do. I'm happy what it was. The contentment, these are the things. Soft-hearted. Naram dil, naram. Mahajan said, naram. Naram means very, very soft-hearted. Why? A person can tell you anything, the worst thing too. No, as you say, if someone takes off with you very badly, whether your wife, the wife always takes off. Wife is one person you must always think that she'll always talk bad about you. She'll always take you to task. If she talks, she'll always take you to task. So preparing you, you should tell her that. Preparing. She says, you know, sharbat ko. Meetha sharbat ko. You know when you drink, nice and hot now, you got beautiful one glass of beautiful sharbat coming in. How you drink that thing? That's how you must take the sharbat and a wife tell you, anyone tells you to, sharbat peelo. Sharbat peelo, when a wife tells you something of that side, remember this thing, my husband will tell us. Not because this is the cinema. This is what it is. You come and read namaz is very easy. But then when wife tells you something, you fought with, they didn't complete namaz. What can namaz that now? But the time you fought with you, but you sharbat peelo. With a smile you did it. Not that cold, you very hot to take that sharbat like that. If you can only do that only, I promise you, inshallah, you don't know where to where you go into. This is the thing, this person. So, greed and ambition will never happen. Do not have greed and ambition, it's very, very dangerous. When you begin to look at other people's properties, when you can begin to look at other people's goods and other people's things, greed created to you and have a lot of ambition on that. To cause you harm. A buzruk will never do that, he'll never get greedy for it. In his heart, the love for the world is no more. In his heart, the world is running behind him. We are running toward the world. The world is being far from us. The world is running behind them. Because they're running away from the dunya is running behind them. And we're running toward the dunya is doing far from us. greed and everything. Never had greed. Always good. Someone greed, in greed, you commit a lot of sins. Businessman is going through some difficulties. And you know some bad book rules came away now. The E route and B route and C route. Very quickly now he needs a thing, he goes to greed. That's where the test is. So these are the qualities now. The takes backbiting to be haram. My dear friend, this backbiting takes it as haram. How many of us here sitting, how many today we have committed backbiting so much? You do not know this backbiting, they take it as very serious. Every buzuk, but the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, if I'm not mistaken, he mentioned it in the time that passed away too. Backbiting. One day, Hazrat's place, one 12-year-old boy pressing Hazrat's leg and talking. And while he's talking, he said, Hazrat, you took a name, first thing. Took a name. Hazrat didn't say, why did you take that person's name? Tell me the thing, I'll just know what the event like. I don't know who the person is. I want to know what the event, I can talk, think about what's happening in our society. But don't take names. So I'm teaching you something. You can tell someone, say, don't take names of that person, did this, wasn't it? But you can say, you know, today our society is so bad, this is what's happening that time. But do not take any names. So how careful has he was, a 12-year boy, to teach a 12-year boy, that while he was pressing his legs, he said, what are you talking? Why you didn't take, you must not take names. Just tell me what the event is, that for that we don't come to know about it. So how important it is that do not, it becomes, in the eyes of Buzuk, to make the backbiting is haram. It's haram. When I say haram, it's haram. That is what Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah said, I did not say it. If you only know how harmful is this ghibat, is how harmful it is, you won't commit one ghibat. Do you like on a day of Qiyamah your good deeds must go with your enemies? That is the meaning of that. That's why many a times in the hadith he mentioned the pauper, who's the pauper? Nabi said, who's the sahaba, who's the pauper? Not money, if all your good deeds will go in. Allah Almighty Father. Please, my dear friend, we all have learned to keep away from people. The women at home too. I know one day Hazrat someone said, kya wo ghibat nahi hai? Kya wo ghibat nahi hai? So in other words, ghibat is so important, keep away from it, no matter what it is. Good character. So this is what it is. That you know, they make dua for the persons who cause harm to them. They make dua like this, Ya Allah, they are my enemies, but make them your friends. Where you saw that? They should make this dua that Ya Allah, they are my enemies, but Ya Allah, make them your friends. Make them more closer to you. These are the qualities that they have in them. That's why they were so born, because they have only one thing, them, my Allah and no one else. I must keep my Allah happy, my Allah must make me, I got nothing to worry about. I'm not prepared to cause any harm. Allah, well, this is what suluk is all about. If only these few things we have in mind, what I've said, naram, soft-hearted, kind-hearted. Don't know what's the meaning of to be vulgar. No, nothing at all. Soft-hearted. My dear friends, it is very difficult. But if you have Allah with you, everything will be easy. Everything, but you must have was a very strong sense. Do it. Effort, sacrifice. I know it. Make effort from now. Make intention from now. That I must not do this wrong thing. I must put my thing right. I must not do that. I have control of my tongue, my laugh. All those things I must have control of. I must be able to. Tolerance is very important. Just imagine they said, Ya Allah, they can cause harm to me, but they must become more closer to me. If they cause harm to me, give them comfort. Who said that? They will harm to me, comfort them. So the majlis is all about today is, so how to bring about in us the qualities we're supposed to have in us, which we haven't got in us. Number one, I don't have to go into detail again, you know about it. The most important, well-wishing. That is something most difficult. when someone caused harm to you and you still talk good of him. May dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala himself, amalkan tawfiq nasallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة ربنا آت لنا نورنا وكلنا منك على كل شيء قدير فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسألك الرضا والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار صلى الله تعالى على رحمتك.
جزاك الله.